this world, nothing is certain except death and taxes. That saying, probably as old as civilization itself, and you're reminded of it every April. Business is booming. One of the few times I've ever been able to say that. My job is to collect taxes for the Roman Empire. But there's not much to collect in Bethlehem. Most of the people here are poor. You see, we live in Nowheresville. We aren't located on a trade route like other cities. We aren't a tourist destination like other cities. We don't even have a restaurant to speak of, or hotels for that matter. In Nowheresville, I tell you. But what we do have, death and taxes.
Even by ancient standards, there were few people in Bethlehem the night of Jesus' birth. A few hundred people within a few hundred yards of the biggest event in history. And none of them knew it.
Theoretically, in your world, the census is about gathering information, not about collecting taxes. In the United States and other modern countries, a census is taken every 10 years or so. It is very expensive and time-consuming to take a census. The main purpose of the census is to help governments better allocate resources and services, and to help guide policies and practices on voting, gathering information. Yeah, we don't observe that nicety. Whoever comes to register for the census also has to pay a tax. Government has to cover the cost of taking the census somehow. But the tax is really rather small. The real cost? It's the travel to get to the place where you register for the census. So why is my business booming? Caesar Augustus has declared an empire-wide census. Part of the census is a tax valuation of real estate. If you own a significant amount of land somewhere, you have to go back to the land and get it assessed in person by yours truly, the local tax collector. According to ancient Jewish law, Jews are not supposed to transfer land outside of their family. You can imagine that in Israel, property owned in ancient times has been split many times through the ages. Many people who own any significant amount of land in the Bethlehem area have to come here from wherever they live. It would be so crowded. The traffic, the parking, no hotel rooms. People have to make do with whatever they can get. It's a real blessing if you can actually have a close relative in town who feels obligated to house you. And for the rest, well, sleeping outside in caves, barns, open fields, whatever. A citizen of Bethlehem, it costs him nothing. He doesn't have to travel. In fact, might even make a handsome profit by renting out a room to desperate travelers. Like this Galilean couple I met. They traveled 100 miles just to get here. Took them well over a week. And she? I mean, she was so pregnant, could give birth at any second. I mean, they got to resent having to come all the way to Bethlehem just for the census. I mean, poor girl, she was about to pop. Desperate for a place that they might have to pay all they have in this life just to get a room for a few nights. They have no reason to come to Nowheresville other than the census. I mean, weeks off work, travel costs, the hardship of travel. I mean, they must hate the Roman government and me. And if it rains tonight, hate us even more. Probably wish they could be in a warm house in their hometown, friends and family around to celebrate the birth of their child. And here in Nowheresville, we offer old houses and worn-out shepherds. It's been 1,000 years since something important's ever happened here. And I bet it's another 1,000 years until anything else happens again. Emperor Augustus takes the census for the same reason that your government takes them. Information. I use the information to make sure I collect enough taxes to cover what the emperor expects. In most countries, Augustus could use the census to estimate the number of men available to be drafted into the military. That doesn't matter in Israel, because Augustus has agreed to exempt Jewish men from being forced to serve in the Roman army. That is why the Galilean man with the pregnant wife is here. If he wasn't exempt, he would likely be in the army and would not have a wife. The Jews aren't exactly fond of their Roman overlords, always itching for things to change. In Israel, Augustus can use the census to count the number of men he might have to face in a rebellion. Since the Jewish men aren't dying from military service, and the people want to have many children, the population grows much faster in Israel than in other countries of the Roman Empire. The information will be used to estimate population growth and future taxes. Using the information of the census, the Romans could more easily determine who is involved in the rebellion and how best to punish their families. The census info would be used to split up pieces of the country to local rulers. Right now, King Herod rules virtually all of the country, but he isn't likely to live much longer. He has been known to kill his own children, but those who survive will certainly want to rule over as much of the land as they can after his death. It is highly likely that Herod's heirs will have to travel to Rome to secure their right to rule. You can be assured that they will have to commit to Augustus the amount of taxes they will be able to collect. If they commit to too many taxes, they might not be able to fulfill their commitment. If they don't commit to enough, the emperor will give the land to somebody else to administer. A two-edged sword for sure. That poor Galilean and his wife are just a cog in the wheel. The cost and annoyance of coming to Bethlehem most likely dominates their whole world. Yet they are just a tiny piece of a tiny puzzle in keeping the vast empire running. Although I'm making a lot of money during the census, it seems like it costs way more than the benefit it will provide. I mean, something's different. Something's up. I mean, this feels like, oh, I don't know, I can't put my finger on it. Like maybe somehow the Romans didn't cook this up. You know, it's like pieces moving around in a chessboard, you know? People moving to places at specific points in time. Like someone upstairs is doing this. I mean, God, maybe. A much bigger picture than I can see for sure. The prophet Micah says, though Bethlehem is a small clan, a ruler over Israel will come out of it. Emperor Augustus, ruler of the world. You better watch it. His census could be setting up his own replacement. You never know anything for sure, except for death and taxes.